Governor J.B. Pritzker has released his budget proposal. Republican lawmakers from central Illinois say it doesn't provide solutions to some of the state's biggest challenges. Christine Hatfield has more.
The proposal for the upcoming fiscal year would decrease spending by $1.8 billion compared to the previous budget. That's after closing over $900 million in what Pritzker calls, quote, unaffordable corporate loopholes. Pritzker says he does not want to increase the state income tax to fund the plan.
I started with the premise that hardworking families should not have to pay more when they're stretched the most thin. I want middle-class Illinoisans to pay lower income taxes, not higher.
But State Senator Sally Turner of Lincoln says the overall plan is incomplete.
It didn't give me everything I wanted to know about fixes and how we were going to do certain things in order to plug holes and just not move money around.
Turner says she wanted to see more problem solving in areas such as COVID and business relief.
I guess I didn't hear a lot of planning. Our plans are X, not just here's the budget numbers, and I guess I was looking for more.
Turner particularly expressed concern over changes to the local government distributive fund, which provides state income tax revenue to cities and counties. Pritzker's proposed plan funds the program at 90% of its usual level. It also makes changes to how sales taxes are shared between state and local governments. Turner says she dealt with similar changes during her time as Logan County Clerk.
Local governments are suffering. And that won't bode well with us.
Turner says in her experience, governments that are close to the people, such as county governments, are held accountable by their constituents.
The people don't let them get by with, we'll fix it next year, or we'll plug a hole in it this year, you know, that type of thing. And I guess that's one of the big things I appreciate about local government.
Meanwhile, Bloomington State Senator Jason Barrickman says the state needs leadership. He says instead of that, the governor put forward more broken ideas.
The reality is lots of people are out of work and want to see Illinois get to work again. I think Governor Pritzker's proposal was reckless.
State Representative Dan Brady compared the new budget to last year's plan. He says that budget ended up unbalanced by $5 billion because of the failure of Pritzker's progressive tax amendment to the state constitution.
We're now experiencing the serious financial impact of that irresponsible decision, despite warnings from our caucus and on top of COVID.
Brady says this year's budget is more of the same. He says it includes $1.5 billion of revenues not currently accounted for in state law. State Senator Chapin Rose, the minority spokesperson for the Senate Appropriations Committee, has reached out to state agencies to find out how they would address potential budget cuts. He said in a letter to agencies that information would help in putting together, quote, a realistic budget. Rose says the governor's proposal relies on borrowed money being used to pay off borrowed money.
That's like taking out your Discover card to pay off your Visa bill, all right? This is not a healthy, sustainable space for any of us to live in.
Rose says a good budget would position Illinois for success in a post-COVID world.
We've got to get back to the visionary approach that put Illinois, it is number one in the world in so many sectors.
Governor Pritzker says there's plenty of room for debate on where to invest and where to make cuts. But he says the state is still in the midst of a crisis, and he says he's run out of patience for hypocrisy from the right.
Anyone who calls themselves a public servant must acknowledge the truth. The role of the government in a crisis is to end the crisis as quickly as possible and limit the pain the crisis inflicts on the people we serve.
As for Jason Barrickman, despite his misgivings about the proposal, he says he's ready to get to work.
I look forward to working with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle through this spring legislative session as we try to come together on a balanced budget.
If enacted, a new budget would take effect at the start of the state's fiscal year on July 1st. I'm Christine Hatfield.